This week, Cuban authorities ordered out foreign correspondents who work for the Chicago Tribune, the BBC, and the Mexican newspaper El Universal. The government made it clear it would not renew the journalists' visas, despite the fact they've been there for several years. The Committee to Protect Journalists has condemned the move. Its executive director, Joel Simon, joins me now from New York. Joel Simon, welcome.
Thank you.
So what exactly did Cuban officials tell these reporters?
They basically told them that their time in Cuba had expired, that their visas were not going to be renewed, and they had 90 days to pack up and move on.
And is there any doubt in your mind that this is a retaliation for reporting the Cuban government didn't like?
Well, I mean, the Cuban government acknowledged that to two of the reporters. It said that it wasn't happy with the reporting that they had done. I think in one case they used the term it wasn't convenient. So I think that's clear.
And just to make it clear, the Cuban government hasn't kicked out these news organizations entirely. It's just about these specific reporters.
Absolutely.
So what do you think this is about?
You know, I'm loath to speculate about the motivations of the Cuban government. It's very difficult to do because so much is hidden. Certainly, this is a very sensitive moment for Cuba, with Fidel Castro's health failing, his brother Raul in power temporarily. That's one theory that you hear. Another is simply the Cuban government likes to keep people off balance. There have been some suggestions that Raul Castro might liberalize certain elements, and maybe this is a message he's sending, that there might be modest openings in some areas, but in other areas there'll be tight control.
So how many foreign correspondents are able to operate in Cuba?
They're between 100 and 200.
And is there some expectation that that number would rise in anticipation of some sort of transfer of power were Fidel's health to fail?
Well, I think the one reason that this particular step is getting so much attention is that news organizations around the world are very anxious about how they might cover Fidel Castro's death and a transfer of power in Cuba. Certainly they want a foothold. So it's unnerving for media organizations around the world to see the Cuban government take these kinds of steps at this time, and that's certainly our concern.
And what about Cuban journalists? How hard is it for them to work?
It's extraordinarily difficult. There's a very small independent journalism community in Cuba. They gather news, and then they dictate that information to people outside the country who post it on the internet. But 24 Cuban journalists are in jail right now. That's second only to China. It's really a major segment of the independent press, and many of them are paying the consequences for the critical reporting that they've done.
Joel Simon heads the Committee to Protect Journalists. Joel Simon, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.